The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo. Chapter 11, Calculation of Time, From the Atom. Text 1. Maitreya Uvacha. Karma sadvisheshanam aneko samitu sada. Paramanu savigneo, rinyam aika brahmo yata. Synonyms: Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said, Charama, ultimate sat, effect. Visheshanam, symptoms, aneka, innumerable. Asamyuta, unmixed. Sada, always. Parama anu, atoms. Sa, that. Vigneya, should be understood, rinyam, of men. Aika, oneness, brahma, with stake. Yata, from which. Translation. The material manifestation's ultimate particle, which is indivisible and not formed into a body, is called the atom. It exists always as an invisible identity, even after the dissolution of all forms. The material body is but a combination of such atoms, but it is misunderstood by the common man. Purport. The atomic description of the Srimad Bhagavatam is almost the same as the modern science of atomism, and this is further described in the Paramanuvada of Kannada. In modern science also, the atom is accepted as the ultimate indivisible particle of which the universe is composed. Srimad Bhagavatam is the full text of all descriptions of knowledge, including the theory of atomism. The atom is the minute, subtle form of eternal time. Text 2. Sata eva pradarstaya satasya sarupasvas stitasyat karvalyam paramanmana avishesho nirantara. Synonyms: sata, of the effective manifestation, eva, certainly, pradarstaya, of physical body, sarup avistitasya, staying in the same form even to the time of dissolution, yet that which, kaivalyam, oneness, parama, the supreme, mahan, unlimited, avishesha, forms, nirantara, eternally. Translation. Atoms are the ultimate state of the manifest universe. When they stay in their own forms without forming different bodies, they are called the unlimited oneness. There are certainly different bodies in physical forms, but the atoms themselves form the complete manifestation. Text 3. Evam kalopi anumita shokshmye stolye chasatama samstana bhukya bhagavan avyakto vaktabhug vibha. Synonyms: evam, thus, kala, time, api, also, anumita, measured, sokshmye, in the subtle, stolye, in the gross forms, cha, also, satama, obast, samstana, combination of the atoms, bhuktya, by the motion, bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, avyakta, unmanifested, vyakta, book, controlling all physical movement, vibhu, the almighty. Translation. One can estimate time by measuring the movement of the atomic combination of bodies. Time is the potency of the almighty personality of Godhead, Hari, who controls all physical movement, although he is not visible in the physical world. Text 4. Sakala paramanurvai yobungte paramanutam sato vishesha bhugyastu sakala paramo mahan. Synonyms: sa, that, kala, eternal time, paramanu, atomic, vai, certainly, ya, which, bhunkte, passes through, paramanu anutam, the space of an atom, sata, of the entire aggregate, avishesha book, passing through the non-dual exhibition, ya, tu, which, saw, that, kala, time, parama, the supreme, mahan, the great. Translation. Atomic time is measured according to its covering of a particular atomic space. That time, which covers the unmanifest aggregate of atoms, is called the great time. Purport. Time and space are two correlative terms. Time is measured in terms of its covering a certain space of atoms. Standard time is calculated in terms of the movement of the sun. The time covered by the sun in passing over an atom is calculated as atomic time. The greatest time of all covers the entire existence of the non-dual manifestation. All the planets rotate and cover space, and space is calculated in terms of atoms. Each planet has its particular orbit for rotating, and in which it moves without deviation. Similarly, the sun has its orbit. The complete calculation of the time of creation and maintenance and dissolution, measured in terms of the circulation of the total planetary systems until the end of creation, is known as the supreme kala. Text 5. Anur dva paramanusyat shesharanus trayasmrita jalika rasmi avagata kam evanu patan agat. Synonyms: Anu, double atom; dvo, two; paramanu, atoms; yat, become; trasharesnu, hexatom; triya, three; shmrita, considered; jala arka, of sunshine through the holes of a window screen; rasmi, by the rays; avagata, can be known; tvam eva, toward the sky; anupatam agat, going up. Translation: the division of gross time is calculated as follows. Two atoms make one double atom, and three double atoms make one hexatom. This hexatom is visible in the sunshine, which enters through the holes of a window screen. One can clearly see that the hexatom goes up towards the sky. Purport: the atom is described as an invisible particle, but when six of such atoms combine together, they are called a trasharenu, and thus this is visible in the sunshine pouring through the holes of a window screen. Text 6. Trasharenu trikambunkte yakala satitu shmrita sata bhagas tuveda syat tais tribis tu lava shmrita. Synonyms: trasharenu trikam, combination of three hex atoms, bunkte, as they take time to integrate, ya, that which, kala, duration of time, sa, that, truti, by the name truti, smrita, is called sata bhaga, 100 trutis, two, but veda, called a veda, syat, it so happens, tri, by them, tribi, three times, two, but lava, smriti, is so called. Translation: the time duration needed for the integration of three tarsharenas is called a truti, and 100 trutis make one veda. Three vedas make one lava. Purport: it is calculated that if a second is divided into 1,687.5 parts, each part is the duration of a truti, and which is the time occupied in the integration of 18 atomical particles. Such a combination of atoms into different bodies creates the calculation of material time. The sun is a central point for calculating all different durations. Text 7. Nimeshas tri lavogneya anmatas te triakshana kshanan pancha vidu kashtam lagu ta dasa panchacha. Synonyms: nimesha, the duration of time called a nimesha, tri lava, the duration of three lavas, gnaya, is to be known, amnata, it is so called, te, they, traya, three, kshana, the duration of time called a kshana, shanan, as such kshanas, pancha, five, vidu, one should understand, kashtam, duration of time called a kashta, lagu, the duration of kind time called a lagu, ta, those, dasha pancha, 15, cha, also. Translation: the duration of time of three lavas is equal to one nimesha. The combination of three nimeshas makes one kshana. Five kshanas combined together make one kashta, and 15 kashtas make one lagu. Report: by calculation, it is found that one lagu is equal to 2 minutes. The atomic calculation of time in terms of Vedic wisdom may be converted into present time with this understanding. Text 8. Laguni vai samanata dasa pancha chanadika te dve mahurta pahara yet sadyama sapta vanrinam. Synonyms. Laguni, such lagus, each of 2 minutes. Vai, exactly. Samanata is called das pancha, 15, cha also. Nadika, a nadika te of them, dve, two, mahurta, a moment. Prahara, 3 hours, sa, 6, yama, 1/4 of a day or night, sapta, 7, va, or, nrinam, of human calculation. Translation, 15 lagus make one nadika, which is also called a danda. 2 dandas make 1 muhurta, and 6 or 7 dandas make 1/4 of a day or night, according to human calculation. Text 9. Dvada sarda palon manam chaturbis chatur angulai varna mashai krita chidram yavat prasta jala plutam. Synonyms. Dvadasa arda, 6, pala, on the scale of weight. Unmanam, measuring pot. Chaturbi, by weight of 4. Chatur angulai, 4 fingers by measure. Svarna, of gold, masai, of the weight, krita chidram, making a hole, yavat, as long as, prasta, measuring 1 prasta, jala plutam, filled by water. Translation. The measuring pot for 1 nadika, or danda, can be compared with a 6 pala weight, 14-ounce pot of copper, in which a hole is bored with a gold probe weighing 4 masa and measuring 4 fingers long. When the pot is placed on water, the time before the water overflows in the pot is called 1 danda. Purport. It is advised herein that the bore in the copper measuring pot must be made with a probe weighing not more than 4 masa and measuring not longer than 4 fingers. This regulates the diameter of the hole. The pot is submerged in water, and the overflowing time is called a danda. This is another way of measuring the duration of a danda, just as time is measured by sand in a glass. It appears that in the days of Vedic civilization, there was no dearth of knowledge in physics, chemistry, or higher mathematics. Measurements were calculated in different ways, as simply as could be done. Text 10. Yamas chatvaras chatvaro martyanam ahani ube paksha pancha dasahani shukla krishnas chamanada. Synonyms. Yama, 3 hours, chatvara, 4, chatvara and 4, martyanam, of the human beings, ahani, duration of day, ube, both day and night, paksha, fortnight, dasa, panchadasa, 15, ahani, days, shukla, white, krishna, black, cha, also, manada, measured. Translation. It is calculated that there are 4 praharas, which are also called yamas, in the day and 4 in the night of the human being. Similarly, 15 days and nights are a fortnight, and there are 2 fortnights, white and black, in a month. Text 11. Tanyo samuchayo masa pritrinam yadahar nisam dvo tav ritu sadana ayanam dakshinam kotaram divi. Synonyms. Tayo, of them, samuchaya, aggregate, masa, month, pritrinam, of the pita planets, tat, that month, aha, nisham, day and night, dvo, 2, tau, months, ritu, a season, sat, 6, ayanam, the movement of the sun in 6 months, dikshinam, southern, cha, also, uttaram, northern, divi, in the heavens. Translation. The aggregate of 2 fortnights is 1 month, and that period is 1 complete day and night for the pita planets. 2 of such months comprise 1 season, and 6 months comprise 1 complete movement of the sun from south to north. Text 12. Ayane chahani prahur vatsara dvadasa smrita samvatsara satam rinam paramayur nirupitam. Synonyms. Ayane, of the solar movement of 6 months, cha, and ahani, a day of the demigods, Prahu, it is said, Vatsara, one calendar year, Dvadasa, 12 months, Shmita is so called, Samvatsara Satam, 100 years, Nrinam, of human beings, Parama Ayu, duration of life, Nirupitam, is estimated. Translation. Two solar movements make one day and night of the demigods, and that combination of day and night is one complete calendar year for the human being. The human being has a duration of life of 100 years. Text 13. Graharksha Tatra Chakasta Paramanu Vidina Jagat Samvatsara Vasanena Parieti Animiso Vibhu. Synonyms. Graha, influential planets like the moon. Riksha, luminaries like Ashvini. Tara, stars. Chakrasta, in the orbit. Paramananu Adina, along with the atoms. Jagat, the entire universe. Samvatsara Avasanena. By the end of 1 year, Parieti completes its orbit. Animisa, the eternal time, Vibhu, the Almighty. Translation. Influential stars, planets, luminaries, and atoms all over the universe are rotating in their respective orbits under the direction of the Supreme, represented by eternal Kala. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the sun is the eye of the Supreme, and it rotates in its particular orbit of time. Similarly, beginning from the sun down to the atom, all bodies are under the influence of the Kala Chakra, or the orbit of eternal time, and each of them has a scheduled orbital time of one Samvatsara. Text 14. Samvatsara Parivatsara Ida Vatsara Evacha Anu Vatsaro Vatsarascha Vidurivam Prabhasyate. Synonyms. Samvatsara, orbit of the sun. Parivatsara, circumambulation of Brihaspati. Ida Vatsara, orbit of the stars. Eva, as they are. Cha, also. Anu Vatsara, orbit of the moon. Vatsara, one calendar year. Cha, also. Vidura, O Vidura. Evam, thus. Prabhasyate. They are so told. Translation. There are five different names of for the orbits of the sun, moon, stars, and luminaries in the firmament, and they each have their own samvatsara. Purport. The subject matters of physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, time, and space dealt with in the above verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are certainly very interesting to students of the particular subject, but as far as we are concerned, we cannot explain them very thoroughly in terms of technical knowledge. The subject is summarized by the statement of that above all the different branches of knowledge is the supreme control of Kala, the plenary representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing exists without him, and therefore everything, however wonderful it may appear to our meager knowledge, is but the work of the magical wand of the Supreme Lord. As far as time is concerned, we beg to subjoin herewith a table of timings in terms of the modern clock. One truti is 1/8 of 13,500 of a second. One Veda, 1/8 of 135th second. One lava is one eighth of 45th second. One nimesha is 1/8 of 15th second. One kshana is 1/8 of 5th second. One kshashta is 8 seconds. One lago, 2 minutes. One danda, 30 minutes. One prahara, 3 hours. One day, 12 hours. One night, 12 hours. One paksha, 15 days. Two pakshas comprise 1 month. 12 months comprise 1 calendar year and 1 full orbit of the sun. Human being expected to live up to 100 years. That is a way of controlling the controlling measure of eternal time. The Brahma Samhita 552 confirms this control in this way. Yakchashreksha savita sakalagrahanam raja samastra suramurti asheshateja yasyagnaya Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamam Jami. Quote, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, fixed, rotated within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. End quote. Text 15. Yashrija Shaktim Urudoch Svasyayan Svashaktya Pumso Brahmaya Divi Dahati Devati Bhutabeda Kalakyaya Gunamayan Kratubir Vitambans Tasmai Balim Harata Vatsara Panchakaya. Synonyms: Yah, one who, Shija, of creation, Shaktim, the seeds, Uruda, in various ways, Uchvasayan, invigorating, Svashaktya, by his own energy, Pumsa, of the living entity, Abramaya, to dissipate darkness, Divi, during the daytime, Devati, moves, Bhutabeda, distinct from all other material form, Kala Akyaya, by the name Eternal Time, Gunamayam, the material results, Kratubi, by offerings, Vitanvan, enlarging, Tasmai, unto him, Balim, ingredients of offerings, Harata, one should offer, Vatsara Panchakaya, offerings every 5 years. Translation: O Vidura, the sun enlivens all living entities with his unlimited heat and light. He diminishes the duration of life of all living entities in order to release them from their illusion of material attachment, and he enlarges the path of elevation to the heavenly kingdom. Thus he moves in the firmament with great velocity, and therefore everyone should offer him respects once every 5 years with all ingredients of worship. Text 16. Vidura uvacha pritin deva manusyanam ayu param idam shmitam Paresham gatam gatim uchasva yeshu kalpad bahir vida. Synonyms: Vidura uvacha, Vidura said, Pritri, the Pita planets, Deva, the heavenly kingdom, Manusyanam, and that of the human beings, ayu, duration of life, param, final, idam, in their own measurement, smritam, calculated, Pareshan, of the superior living entities, gatim, duration of life, Achaksva, kindly calculated, yea, calculate, yea, all those who shu are kalpat from the millennium, bahi, outside, vida, greatly learned. Translation: Vidura said, I now understand the life durations of the residents of the Pita planets and heavenly planets as well as that of the human beings. Now, kindly inform me of the durations of life of those greatly learned living entities who are beyond the range of a kalpa. Purport: The partial dissolution of the universe takes place at the end of Brahma's day and does not affect all the planetary systems. The planets of highly learned living entities like the sages Sanaka and Bhrigu are not affected by the dissolutions of the millenniums. All the planets are of different types, and each is controlled by different Kala Chakra, or schedule of eternal time. The time of the Earth planet is not applicable to other more elevated planets. Therefore, Vidura herein inquires about the duration of life on other planets. Text 17. Bhagavan Veda Kalasya Gatim Bhagavato Nanu Vishvam Vichaksate Dira Yoga Radena Chakshusha. Synonyms: Bhagavan, O spiritually powerful one, Veda, you know, Kalasya, of the eternal time, Gatim, movements, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nanu, as a matter of course, Vishvam, the whole universe, Vichaksate, see, Dira, those who are self-realized, Yogaradena, by dint of mystic vision, Chakshush, by the eyes. Translation: O spiritually powerful one, you can understand the movements of eternal time, which is the controlling form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because you are a self-realized person, you can see everything by the power of mystic vision. Purport: Those who have reached the highest perfectional stage of mystic power can see everything in the past, present, and future are called Trikala Gyans. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord can see everything clearly that is in the revealed scriptures. The devotees of Lord Sri Krishna can very easily understand the science of Krishna as well as the situation of the material and spiritual creations without difficulty. Devotees do not have to endeavor for any yoga siddhi or perfection in mystic powers. They are competent to understand everything by the grace of the Lord who is sitting in everyone's heart. Text 18. Maitreya Uvacha Kshamte Treta Dviparam Dvaparam Cha Kalis Cheti Chatur Yugam Divyar Dvada Sabir Varshai Savadanam Nirupitam. Synonyms. Maitreya Uvacha, Maitreya said, Kritam, the sage, the age of Satya, Treta, the age of Treta, Dvaparam, the age of Dvapara, Cha, also Kali, the age of Kali, Cha, and Iti, thus, Chatur Yugam, 4 millenniums, Divyai, of the demigods, Dvadashibi, 12, Varshai, thousands of years, Sa Avadanam, approximately, Nirupitam, ascertained. Translation. Maitreya said, O Vidura, the 4 millenniums are called the Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali Yuga. The aggregate number of years of all these combined is equal to 12,000 years of the demigods. Purport. The years of the demigods are equal to 360 years of mankind. As will be clarified in the subsequent verses, 12,000 of the demigods' years, including the transitional periods, are called Yuga Sandhyas, comprise the total of the aforementioned 4 millenniums. Thus, the aggregate of the above-mentioned 4 millenniums is 4,320,000 years. Text 19. Chatvari Trini Dve Shaikam Krita Dishu Yatakramam Shakyatani Sahasrani Dvi Gunani Satani Cha. Synonyms. Chatvari, 4, Trini, 3, Dve, 2, Cha, also, Ekam, 1, Krita Adishu, in the Satyuga, Yatakramam, and subsequently others, Shankyatani, numbering, Shahashrani, thousands, Dviganani, twice, Satani, hundreds, Cha, also. Translation. The duration of the Satya millennium equals 4,800 years of the years of the demigods. The duration of the Treta millennium equals 3,600 years of the demigods, and the duration of the Dvaparaya millennium equals 2,400 years, and that of the Kali millennium is 1,200 years of the demigods. Purport. As aforementioned, 1 year of the demigods is equal to 360 years of the human beings. The duration of the Satyuga is therefore 4,800 times 360, or 1,728,000 years. The duration of the Treta Yuga is 3,600 times 360, or 1,296,000 years. The duration of Dwarpara Yuga is 2,400 times 360, or 864,000 years. And at last, the Kali Yuga is 1,200 times 360, or 432,000 years. Text 20. Sandhya Sandhyama Shayor Antar Yakala Satasankhyayo Tam Evahur Yugam Tajna Yatra Dharmo Vidhiyate. Synonyms. Sandhya, traditional period before, Sandhya Amsayo, and transitional period after, anta, within, ya, that which, kala, duration of time, sata sankhyayo, hundreds of years, tam eva, that period, ahu, they call, yugam, millennium, tatjana, the expert astronomers, yatra, wherein dharma, religion, vidhiyate, is performed. Translation. The transitional periods before and after each millennium, there are a few hundred years, as aforementioned, are known as Yuga Sandhyas, or the conjunctions of two millenniums, according to the expert astronomers. In those periods, all kinds of religious activities are performed. Text 21. Dharmas chatus manujan krite samanu vartate sa evanyeshu dharmen adharmena ayeti padena vardata. Synonyms. Dharma, religion, chatupat, complete four dimensions, manujan, mankind, Krite in the Satyuga. Samanu Vartate, properly maintained, sa, that eva, certainly, anyeshu, in other, adharmena, by the influence of irreligion, vieti, declined, padena, by one part, verdata, gradually increasing proportionately. Translation. O Vidura, in the Satya millennium, mankind properly and completely maintained the principles of religion, but in other millenniums, religion gradually decreased by one part as religion was proportionally admitted. Purport. In the Satya millennium, complete execution of religious principles prevailed. Gradually, the principles of religion decreased by one part in each of the subsequent millenniums. In other words, at present, there is one part religion and three parts irreligion. Therefore, people in this age are not very happy. Text 22. Trilokya Yuga Shasha Harshram Bahir Abrab Mano Dinam Tavati Eva Nisha Tata Yan Malit Lati Vishrashik. Synonyms. Trilokya, of the three worlds. Yuga, of the four yugas. Shahashram, 1000. Bahi, outside of Abramana, up to Brahmaloka. Dinam, is a day. Tavati, a similar period. Eva, certainly. Nisha, that is night. Tata, O dear one. Yet, because Nimilati goes to sleep. Vishvashrik, Brahma. Translation. Outside the three planetary systems, Svarga, Marti, and Patala, the four yugas multiplied by 1,000 comprise one day on the planet of Brahma. A similar period comprises a night of Brahma in which the creator of the universe goes to sleep. Purport. When Brahma goes to sleep in his nighttime, the three planetary systems below Brahma Loka are all submerged in the water of devastation. In his sleeping condition, Brahma dreams about the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu and takes instruction from the Lord for the rehabilitation of the devastated area of space. Text 23. Nisha Vasana Arabdo Loka Kalpo Nuvartate Yavadinam Bhagavato Manum Bunjams Chaturdasa. Synonyms. Nisha, night. Avasane, termination. Arabda, beginning from Loka Kalpa, for the creation of the three worlds. Anuvartate follows Yavat until Dinam, the daytime. Bhagavata, of the Lord, Brahma. Manum, the Manus. Bunjan, existing through Chaturdas, 14. Translation. After the end of Brahma's night, the creation of the three worlds begins again in the daytime of Brahma, and they continue to exist through the life durations of 14 consecutive Manus, or fathers of mankind. Purport. At the end of the life of each Manu, there are shorter dissolutions also. Text 24. Shvam sam kalam minur bhunkte sadikam hi ekam saptitam. Synonym svam, own, svam, accordingly, kalam, duration of life, manu, bhunkte, enjoys, sa adikam, a little more than he, certainly, eka saptitam, 71. Translation, each and every manu enjoys a life of a little more than 71 sets of four millenniums. Purport, the duration of life of a manu comprises 71 sets of four millenniums, as described in the Vishnu Purana. The duration of life of one Manu is about 852,000 years in the calculation of the demigods, or in the calculation of human beings, 306,720,000 years. Text 25. Manvantareshu manavas tanvamsya rishya sara bhavanti chaiva yugapat Shuresas Chano Chityev Chanatan. Synonyms. Manu Antareshu, after the dissolution of each and every Manu, Manava, other Manus, Tat Vamsya, and their descendants, Rishya, the seven famous sages, Sura, devotees of the Lord, Bhavanti, flourish, Chaeva, also all of them, Yugapat, simultaneously, Sura Isha, demigods like Indra, Cha, and Anu, followers, yea, all, cha, also, tan, them. Translation: After the dissolution of each and every Manu, the next Manu comes in order along with his descendants, who rule over the different planets. But the seven famous sages, demigods like Indra and their followers, such as the Gandharvas, all appear simultaneously with Manu. Purport: There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma, and each of them has different descendants. Text 26. Esha dainam dina sargo brahmas trilokya vartana triyan ni prithvi devanam sambhavo yatra karmibhi. Synonyms: Esha, all these creations, dinam dina, daily, sarga, creation, Brahma, in terms of the days of Brahma, trilokya vartana, revolution of the three worlds, Triyak, animals lower than human beings, Nri, human beings, Pritri, of the Pita planets, Devanam, of the demigods, Sambhava, appearance, Yatra, wherein, Karma B, in the cycle of fruitive activities. Translation: In the creation during Brahma's day, the three planetary systems, Svarga, Marti, and Patala, revolve, and the inhabitants, including the lower animals, human beings, demigods, and pitas, appear and disappear in terms of their fruitive activities. Text 27. Manvantareshu Bhagavan Bibrat Sattvam Svamurtibi Mandadibi Idam Vishvan Avati Udita Purusha. Synonyms: Man Antareshu, in each change of Manu, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Bibrat, manifesting Sattvam, his internal potency, Svamurtibhi, by his different incarnations, Mana Adibhi, those as Manus, Idam, this, Vishvam, the universe, Avati, maintains, Udita, discovering, Parusha, divine potencies. Translation: In each and every change of Manu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears by manifesting his internal potency in different incarnations as Manu and others. Thus, he maintains the universe by discovered power. Text 28. Tamo matram upadaya pratisam rudavikrama kalenanu gatashesha aste tushnim dinayityate. Synonyms: Tama, in the mode of ignorance, or the darkness of night, Matram, an insignificant portion only, Upadaya, accepting, Pratishamruda Vikrama, suspending all power of manifestation, Kalena, by means of the eternal Kala, Anugata, merged in, Ashesha, innumerable living entities, Aste, remains, Tushnim, silent, Dina Atyaya, at the end of the day. Translation: At the end of the day, under the insignificant portion of the mode of darkness, the powerful manifestation of the universe merges in the darkness of night. By the influence of eternal time, the innumerable living entities remain merged in that dissolution, and everything is silent. Purport: This verse is an explanation of the night of Brahma, which is the effect of the influence of time in touch with an insignificant portion of the modes of material nature and darkness. The dissolution of the three worlds is affected by the incarnation of darkness, Rudra, represented by the fire of eternal time which blazes over the three worlds. These three worlds are known as Bhur, Bhava, and Sva, Patala, Martya, and Svarga. The innumerable living entities merge into that dissolution, which appears to be the dropping of the curtain of the scene of the Supreme Lord's energy, and so everything becomes silent. Text 29. Tan eva nu api diyante lokabur adayas tarya nishayam anuvrityayam nimurkta shashi bhaskaram. Synonyms: Tat, that, eva, certainly, anu, after, api, diante, are out of sight, loka, the planets, bu, adaya, the three worlds, bu, bhavat, and swa, triya, three, nishayam, in the night, anavritayam, ordinary, nirmukta, without glare, shashi, the moon, bhaskaram, the sun. Translation: When the night of Brahma ensues, all the three worlds are out of sight, and the sun and moon are without glare, just as in the due course of an ordinary night. Purport: It is understood that the glare of the sun and moon disappear from the sphere of the three worlds, but the sun and the moon themselves do not vanish. They appear in the remaining portion of the universe, which is beyond the sphere of the three worlds. The portion in dissolution remains without sun rays or moon glow. It all remains dark and full of water, and there are indefatigable winds, as explained in the following verses. Text 30. Trilokam dhyamana inayam shaktya shankar sanagnina yanti ushmana mahar lokaj grana brighuv adayo rita. Synonyms: Trilokyam, when the spheres of the three worlds, Dhyayamanayam, being set ablaze, Shaktya, by the potency, Shankarshan, by the mouth of Shankarshan, Agnina, by the fire, Yanti, they go, Ushmana, heated by the warmth, Manalokat, from Maharloka, Janam, to Janaloka, Brighu, the sage Brighu, Adaya, and others, Ardita, being so distressed. Translation: the devastation takes place due to the fire emanating from the mouth of Shankarshan, and thus great sages like Brighu and other inhabitants of Maharloka transport themselves to Janaloka, being distressed by the warmth of the blazing fire which rages throughout the three worlds below. Text 31. Tavat tri bhuvanam sadhya kalpantaidita sindhava plavayanti ukta ukta ka tatto pa chanda viterito mayor. Synonyms: Tavat, then, tribhuvanam, all the three worlds, sadhya, immediately after, kalpante, in the beginning of the devastation, edita, inflated, sindava, all the oceans, plavayanti, inundate, uktkata, violent, atopa, agitation, chanda, hurricane, vata, by winds, irita, blown, urmaya, waves. Translation: at the beginning of the devastation, all the seas overflow and hurricane winds blow very violently. Thus, the waves of the seas become ferocious, and in no time, all the three worlds are full of water. Purport: it is said that the blazing fire from the mouth of Shankarshan rages for 100 years of the demigods, or 36,000 human years. Then for another 36,000 years, there are torrents of rain accompanied by violent winds and waves, and the seas and oceans overflow. These reactions of 72,000 years are the beginning of the partial devastation of the three worlds. People forget all these devastations of the worlds and think themselves happy in the material progress of civilization. This is called Maya, or, quote, that which is not, end quote. Text 32. Anta sa tasmin salila, aste nanta sano hari. Yoga nidra nimilaksha, stuya mano janalayai. Synonyms: anta, within, sa, that, tasmin, in that, salile, water, aste, there is, ananta, asana, on the seat of, hari, the Lord, yoga, mystic, nidra, sleep, nirmila, aksha, eyes closed, stuya, mana, being glorified, jana, alaye, by the inhabitants of the Janaloka planets. Translation: the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, lies down in the water on the seat of Ananta with his eyes closed, and the inhabitants of the Janaloka planets offer to the Lord their glorious prayers with folded hands. Purport: we should not understand the sleeping condition of the Lord to be the same as our sleep. Here the word yoga nidra is specifically mentioned, which indicates that the Lord's sleeping condition is also a manifestation of his internal potency. Whenever the word yoga is used, it should be understood to refer to that which is transcendental. In the transcendental stage, all activities are always present, and they are glorified by prayers of the great sages, like Brighu. Text 33. Evam vidair aho ratrai kala gatyo palakshita apakshitam ivakshapi param mayur vayasatam. Synonyms: evam, thus, vidhai, by the process of aha, days, ratri, by nights, kalagatya, advancement of time, upalakshitai, by such symptoms, apakshitam, declined, eva, just like api, asya, his, api, although, paramayahu, ayu, duration of life, vaya, years, satam, 100. Translation. Thus, the process of the exhaustion of the duration of life exists for every one of the living beings, including Lord Brahma. One's life endures only 100 years in terms of the times in the different planets. Purport. Every living being lives for 100 years in terms of the times in different planets for different entities. These 100 years of life are not equal in every case. The longest duration of 100 years belongs to Brahma, but although the life of Brahma is very long, it expires in the course of time. Brahma is also afraid of his death, and thus he performs devotional service to the Lord just to release himself from the clutches of illusory energy. Animals, of course, have no sense of responsibility, but even humans, who have developed a sense of responsibility while away their valuable time without engaging in devotional service of the Lord, they live merrily, unafraid of impending death. This is the madness of human society. The madman has no responsibility in life. Similarly, a human being who does not develop a sense of responsibility before he dies is no better than a madman who tries to enjoy material life very happily without concern for the future. It is necessary that every human being be responsible in preparing himself for the next life, even if he has duration of life like that of Brahma, the greatest of all living creatures within the universe. Text 34. Yad ardam ayushastasya paradam abdidiyate purva parardo pakranto hi aparo dya parvartate. Synonyms. Yat, that which. Ardam, half. Ayusha, the duration of life. Tasya, his. Parardam, a parada. Abidiyate is called purva, the former. Parada, half the duration of life. Aprakranta, having passed, he certainly. Apara, the latter. Adya, in his millennium. Parvartate, shall begin. Translation. The 100 years of Brahma's life are divided into two parts, the first half and the second half. The first half of the duration of Brahma's life is already over, and the second half is now current. Purport. The duration of 100 years in the life of Brahma has already been discussed in many places in this work, and it is described in Bhagavad Gita 8.17 also. 50 years of the life of Brahma is already over, and 50 years are yet to be completed. Then, for Brahma also, death is inevitable. Text 35. Purvasyado parashdyasya brahmo nama mahanabhut kalpo yatra bhavad brahma shabda brahmeti yam vidu. Synonyms. Purvasya, of the first half, ado, in the beginning, para ardasya, of the superior half, brahma, brahmakalpa, nama, of the name, mahan, very great, abhut, was manifest, kalpa, millennium, yatra, whereupon, abdavat, appeared, Brahma, Lord Brahma, sabda Brahma iti, the sounds of the Vedas, yam, which, vidu, they know. Translation. At the beginning of the first half of Brahma's life, there was a millennium called Brahma Kalpa, wherein Lord Brahma appeared. The birth of the Vedas was simultaneous with Brahma's birth. Report. According to Padma Purana, Prabhash Kanda, in 30 days of Brahma, many kalpas take place, such as the Varaha Kalpa and Priti Kalpa. 30 days make 1 month of Brahma, beginning from the full moon to the disappearance of the moon. 12 such months complete 1 year, and 50 years complete one parada, or one half the duration of the life of Brahma. Svetava Varaha appearance of the Lord is the first birthday of Brahma. The birth date of Brahma is in the month of March, according to his Hindu astronomical calculation. This statement is reproduced from the explanation of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Text 36. Tasyaiva chante kapal bhut yam padmam abhichaksate yadarar nabisharasa asiloka shororuham. Synonyms tasya of the Brahma kalpa, eva certainly cha also ante at the end of kalpa millennium adbhut came into existence yam which padmam padma abhichaksate which is called yat in which hade of the personality of Godhead nabi in the navel sharasa in the from the reservoir of water asit there was loka of a universe sharuhunam flat lotus translation the millennium which followed the first Brahma millennium is known as the Padma Kalpa because in that millennium the universal lotus flower grew out of the navel reservoir of water of the personality of Godhead Hari. Purport. The millennium following the Brahma Kalpa is known as the Padma Kalpa because the universal lotus grows in that millennium. The Padma Kalpa is also called the Pritri Kalpa in certain Puranas. Text 37. I am to Katita Kalpo Dvitiyasyapi Bharata Varaha iti vikyato yantrat shikch chukaro hari. Synonyms. I am this too, but Atita, Katita, known as Kalpa, the current millennium, Dvitiyasya, of the second half, Api, certainly, Bharat, O descendant of Bharat, Vraha, Vraha, Iti, thus, Vikyata, is celebrated, Yatra, in which Asit appeared, Shukara, hog shape, Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation, O descendant of Bharat, Bharat, the first millennium in the second half of the life of Brahma is also known as the Varaha millennium because the personality of Godhead appeared in that millennium as the Hog incarnation. Purport. The different millenniums known as the Brahma, Padma, and Varaha kalpas appear a little puzzling for the layman. There are some scholars who think these kalpas to be one and the same. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the Brahma Kalpa in the beginning of the first half appears to be the Padma Kalpa. We can, however, simply abide by the text and understand that the present millennium is in the second half of the duration of the life of Brahma. Text 38. Kalo yam dvi parardakyo nimesha upacharyate avyakritsyan nantasya Hyander Jagat Atmana. Synonyms. Kala, eternal time. I am this, as measured by Brahma's duration of life. Dviparada Akya, measured by the two halves of Brahma's life. Nimesha, less than a second. Uparcharyate is so measured. Avyakritsya, of one who is unchanged. Anantasya, of the unlimited. He, certainly. Anade, of the beginningless. Jagat Atmana, of the soul of the universe. Translation. The duration of the two parts of Brahma's life, as above mentioned, is calculated to be one nimesha, less than a second, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unchanging and unlimited, and is the cause of all causes of the universe. Purport. The great sage Maitreya has given a considerable description of the time of different dimensions, beginning from the atoms up to the duration of the life of Brahma. Now he attempts to give some idea of the time of the unlimited personality of Godhead. He gives just a hint of his unlimited time by the standard of the life of Brahma. The entire duration of the life of Brahma is calculated to be less than a second of the Lord's time, and is explained in the Brahma Samhita 548 as follows. Yashaika nivashita kalam avas atalhavalambya javanti loma vilaja jagadandanata vishnur mahan saiha yasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tam nam jami. Quote, I worship Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, whose plenary portion is Mahavishnu. All the heads of the innumerable universes, the Brahmas, live only by taking shelter of the time occupied by his one breath. The impersonalists do not believe in the form of the Lord, thus they would hardly believe in the Lord sleeping. Their idea is obtained by a poor fund of knowledge. They calculate everything in terms of a man's capacity. They think that the existence of the Supreme is just the opposite of active human existence. Because a human being has senses, the Supreme must be without sense perception. Because the human being has form, the Supreme must be formless. And because the human being sleeps, the Supreme must not sleep. Srimad Bhagavatam, however, does not agree with such impersonalists. It is clearly stated herein that the Supreme Lord rests in Yoga Nidra, as previously discussed, and because he sleeps, naturally he must breathe, and the Brahma Samhita confirms that within his breathing period, innumerable Brahmas take birth and die. There is complete agreement between Srimad Bhagavatam and the Brahma Samhita. Eternal time is never lost along with the life of Brahma. It continues, but it has no ability to control the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the Lord is the controller of time. In the spiritual world, there is undoubtedly time, but it has no control over activities. Time is unlimited, and the spiritual world is also unlimited since everything there exists on the absolute plane. Text 39. Kaloyam Pramanvyadir Dviparadanta Ishvara Naivesitum prabhur nubhumna ishoro dhammamaninam. Synonyms: Kala, the eternal time, ayam this, paramanu, Adam, adi, beginning from, dviparada, two super durations of time, anta, to the end, ishora, controller, na, never, eva, certainly, isitum, to control, prabhu, capable, bhumna, of the supreme, ishora, controller, dhammamaninam, of those who are body conscious. Translation: eternal time is certainly the controller of different dimensions, from that of the atom up to the superdivisions of the duration of Brahma's life, but nevertheless it is controlled by the Supreme. Time can control it only those who are body conscious, even up to the Satyaloka or the other higher planets of the universe. Text 40. Vikarai sahito yuktair visheshabdibir avrita andankosha bahir ayam panchaksat koti vistrita. Synonyms: Vaikarai, by the transformation of the elements, sahita, along with yuktai, being so amalgamated, vishesha, manifestations, adibi, by them, avrita, covered, andakosha, of the universe, bahi, outside, ayam, this, panchaksat, 50 koti, 10 million, vistrita, widespread. Translation: this phenomenal material world is expanded to a diameter of 4 billion miles as a combination of 8 material elements transformed into 16 further categories within and without, as follows. Purport: as explained before, the entire material world is a display of 16 diversities of 8 material elements. The analytical studies of the material world are the subject matter of Sankhya philosophy. The first 16 diversities are the 11 senses and 5 sense objects, and the 8 elements are the gross and subtle matter, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. All these combined together are distributed throughout the entire universe, which extend diametrically to 4 billion miles. Besides this universe of our experience, there are innumerable other universes. Some of them are bigger than the present one, and all of them are clustered together under similar material elements as described below. Text 41. Dasotara dikaryatra pravista paramanuvat lakshate ntar gatas chanye kotishu hiyana anda rashaya. Synonyms: Das Uttara Andikai, with 10 times greater thickness, yatra, in which pravista entered, parama anuvat, like atoms, lakshyate, it, the mass of universes, appears, antagata, come together, cha, and anye, in the other, kotisha, clustered, he, for andarasaya, huge combination of universes. Translation: the layers or elements covering the universes are each 10 times thicker than the one before, and all the universes clustered together appear like atoms in a huge combination. Purport: The coverings of the universes are also constituted of the elements earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and each is 10 times thicker than the one before. The first covering of the universe is earth, and it is 10 times thicker than the universe itself. If the universe is 4 billion miles in size, then the size of the earthly covering of the universe is 4 billion times 10. The water covering of water is 10 times greater than the earthly covering, and the covering of fire is 10 times greater than the watery covering. The covering of air is 10 times greater than that of the fire. The covering of ether is 10 times still greater still than that of air, and so on. The universe within the coverings of matter appear to be like an atom in comparison to the coverings, and the number of universes is unknown even to those who can estimate the coverings of the universes. Text 42. Tad ahur aksharam brahma sarva karna karanam vishnu dam param shakshad purashasya mahatmana. Synonyms: tat, that, ahu is said, aksharam, infallible brahma, the supreme, sarva karna, all causes, karanam, the supreme cause, vishnu dam, the spiritual abode of Vishnu, param, the supreme, shakshad, without doubt, purushasya, of the Purusha incarnation, Mahatmana, of the Mahavishnu. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is therefore said to be the original cause of all causes. Thus, the spiritual abode of Vishnu is eternal without a doubt, and is also the abode of Mahavishnu, the origin of all manifestations. Purport: Lord Mahavishnu, who is resting in Yoga Nidra in the causal ocean and creating innumerable universes by his breathing process, only temporarily appears in the Mahatattva for the temporary manifestation of the material worlds. He is a plenary portion of Lord Sri Krishna, and although he is non-different from Sri Krishna, his formal appearance in the material world as an incarnation is temporary. The original form of the Personality of Godhead is actually the Sarup, or real form, and he eternally resides in the Vaikuntha world, Vishnu Loka. The word Mahatmana is used here to indicate Mahavishnu, and his real manifestation is Lord Krishna, who is called Parama, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. Quote, the Supreme Lord is Krishna, the original personality of Godhead known as Govinda. His form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, and he is the original cause of all causes. End quote. Thus, end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 3rd canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Calculation of Time from the Atom. End quote.